Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ICAN73 ALAC GNSO Council meeting prep call taking place on Monday, 28th of February 2022 at 1900 UTC. On our call today, we have Justin Chu, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Sebastian Ducos, Paul McGrady, Mark Datskeld, Philip Bouquard, Jonathan Zook, Jeffrey Newman, Maureen Hilliard, Tom Slinson, and Laura. We currently, and Olivier Crepin-Leblanc is joining us right now. We have not received any apologies for today's call, and from staff side, we have Heidi Ulrich, Michelle Diesmeiter, Natalie Peregrine, Marika Collins, Ariel Liang, Evin Erdoğdu, and myself, Yeshim Salam, and I'll also be doing call management for today's call. And before we get started, just a kind reminder to please state your names before speaking, just in case for the recording and if needed for the transcription purposes. And with this, I would like to leave the floor back over to you, Justin. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Yeshim. This is Justin. Okay. I'm hoping to keep this call short and sweet, really, because you know, we're not going to go into substantive matters. And the items that's up for discussion is actually on the screen, and we just have to put some thoughts around those. Anyway, before we get onto the agenda, did Maureen and Philip, did you want to say anything to begin with?
Oh, hi, Justine, and everyone. I just want to say hi. And I'm leaving, of course, the session in the very capable hands of Justine. But I would just like to say thank you so much for resuming, I think, our ALAC GNSO Council bilateral sessions at the ICAN meetings. This is going to be so valuable for our community, and I really do thank you so much for taking us back to like what is important. And I think that the relationship that we actually have, and I think that Justine's going to enhance that for us all, building on what Cheryl's done in the past. We really do appreciate this opportunity. So, hi, and thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Maureen. Philip?
Thanks, Justine. Thanks, Maureen. I was going to say pretty much the same thing, but I'm glad we're back to customers in terms of managing the bilateral. And also repeat just what you said, Justine, in terms of what we wanted to achieve here. I.e. come up with an agenda. I'm glad our leads could make the call, but for the benefit of the councillors, I think it'd be good to leave substance to the actual bilateral, if you see what I mean. This being said, so thanks again, and back to you, Justine.
Thank you, Maureen, and thank you, Philippe. Okay, so let's get on to item number 3. Right, so on the back of this is, ALAC has put forward the 4 items that it would like the GNSO Council to address as much as possible anyway. And this call is really to see if there's any concerns from the GNSO Council side on the 4 items that's been raised, and also to see if... GNSO itself has assigned the topic leads for each particular item, and to make sure that those people are aware of this and they are ready to provide some inputs on their particular topics. I think given that the actual bilateral is going to be just an hour, my personal preference is not to go too much into detail about the background per se. I would prefer to have most of the time assigned to the topic leads actually providing an answer or an input, and then have the at-large and ALAC react to what is being offered and possibly ask supplementary questions. So, I don't know if anyone wants to comment on that, or if anyone has any thoughts on that. Philip, I see your hand up.
Thank you, Justine. And just to share, this is Philippe here, just to share what you already know, Justine, because you attended the council call, but I would expect the topic leads on our site to be ready. I think they said so during our meeting, but that should be okay. That being said, I hope that's going to be a dialogue. I know that some of you on the ALAC side are involved in have been involved in particular in PDPs, and I think we would appreciate your inputs on in particular on the some of the small teams that we came up with recently. So that's worthwhile talking about that. So in essence, answer is yes. I think that sounds good from what we discussed about 10 days ago. Looks okay on our side. Thank you, Justine.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you. This is Justine again. Then the next question would be, what format do you want the call to take, including selection of Zoom rooms? Would it be a webinar or, you know, just a normal call? Anyone has any thoughts about that? Actually, I don't remember. Heidi, can you help answer Jeff's question, please? Because I don't have a finger on the calendar. Okay, Cheryl says normal Zoom room allows for more interaction. And Jeff agrees. Okay, so I don't have a particular problem with that. Just a question of whoever does the Zoom call management would have to, guard against any interference, I suppose. Philip, I see your hand up again. Thanks.
Yeah, it is my personal feeling on this, given that we've had a number of times we've had that discussion about the council call. I tend to think that a normal Zoom room would be okay if we manage that properly. So let's try that, unless anyone would oppose strongly, we could try that.
Okay, perfect. So then I would ask whoever is going to be assigned to do the call management to protect us from Zoom bombers, I guess. All right. If that being the case, then can we have an idea on whether you want it to be moderated and who should be the moderator?
Yeah, I was going to say that what Natalie suggests is a good starter, i.e., to flag the councillors in their names in the Zoom room. That would certainly help. And I would expect the chair. And likewise on your side, and just to make sure, we can reiterate that at the beginning of the call, is that it's a bilateral, that we use the format to make sure that it's open to a large extent and make sure that people see each other in the participant list, but that the floor is open only to those that are part of that bilateral. Hopefully that would help managing the call.
Okay, certainly. I think I see, great support for that idea in the chat anyway. So, okay, that's fine. Whoever who moderates would need to know whether somebody who is in the room is meant to be in the room and possibly be allowed to make a comment or so forth. But I think what we might do is kind of follow what GAC has been doing, which is to make sure that the key people are identified in the participants list anyway, so that they have priority when it comes to a queue or making comments, for making comments. Would that be amenable to everybody? Jeff, sorry. Yeah, the moderator could do that as well, you know. And it would be advisable, I guess, because it's going to be a public call, so anyone can join. And which brings me also to the next point about any supporting materials, because both the GNSO counselors and the ALAC members will have a clear idea of what we're going to be talking about, but the audience may not necessarily have the same level of knowledge. So what we could possibly do is just have, a very short slide deck with the points that's listed at the bottom of the, where it says for reference onwards. So that, folks will have an idea of what is going to be discussed or what is proposed to be discussed anyway. Okay, perhaps that can moderate the session according to Jeff's definition. James can do the next one. Yep, okay, that's fine. I see Olivia with a tick, plus from Cheryl. Okay, so I guess ALAC would then take up the first reins and moderate this particular session. And then the next one can be done by GNSO. Philippe?
Thanks, Justin. Yes, I was going to say pretty much the same thing. But another reason is that I would say you pretty much came up with that list of questions. I don't think we would have come up with anything different anyway. But that would make sense. That would apply all sorts of questions. I think that'd be good. We'll take the turn next time then. And as to your question on slides, I think that's a good idea to have those questions that are listed here in addition to the topic on one slide, for example, just to make sure that people follow the discussions. But not further than that. We've had some discussion at council as to the benefit of using slides and overly going through a academic sort of presentation, and that's sometimes detrimental to having discussions. So certainly a good idea just to have a question on the slide and then let the exchange proceed. That's a good idea. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Justin again. Yes, absolutely. We certainly don't want to script anything. The topic leads are absolutely, at liberty to tell us what council is doing. The idea of the slide deck is actually more for the audience benefit than anything else. Okay. Cool. So I guess I could moderate the first time around, so if that's all right with everyone. The last thing I want to cover really is time allocation for each topic raised. So if I could get an idea on how much time you think you would like from each of the topic leads, then we can you know, arrange some sort of time allocation properly. We could do it in the sense that, you know, equal time for each of the topic, or we could, you know, have more time for certain topic, for example, like the asset ODA. In answer to your question, Maureen, well, I expect our topic needs to be at hand and present at the actual bilateral, of course. But as I said earlier, I didn't want it to be, I didn't want the time to be too much time to be spent on bringing up the topics itself. I mean, that's what the slides is for. There'll be the moderator can do the short introduction and then invite the particular topic lead from the council to provide an answer or provide inputs. And then we can have for example, 5 minutes for the topic lead to say something, and then some minutes later for the ALAC topic lead or anyone else to make subsequent comments, following comments, or even ask supplementary questions. Paul, I see your hand up. Go ahead, please.
Thanks. This is Paul McGrady. So in terms of assigning times to each of these, I'm looking at, for example, the ODA on the SSAD. There's a council small team for that, but it's in early stages. For DNS abuse mitigation, there's also a council small team for that, but it is in early stages. And so for both of those items, I think there can be an update on, you know, I guess sort of what the small teams, when they were formed, what they've done to date, a little bit about what they may do. But as I look at those, they seem like they're, you know, relatively small in terms of their big issues, but they're going to be small time frames on this agenda because it's so new, where the subsequent procedures is in full bloom, right? And then of course priorities are always a good thing to talk about, and so I wouldn't give 1 and 3 all that much time on the agenda because there's not much update yet. When we talk again in June, there should be a whole lot more to talk about with both of those. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul. I guess I tend to agree. Many of these topics aren't meant to be a one-off thing, and we can certainly have a rolling conversation into the next bilateral, really, or even intersessional conversations in between meetings, ICANN meetings. Jeff, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So it's Jeff Newman for the transcript or record or whatever we're doing. So the subpro, the only thing I wanted to say is, so those questions are really good questions. I am the topic lead, I guess, on this, but I can't really answer those questions, right? Like I can give an update on what's going on and what happened at the meeting beforehand, because I'm hoping that there'll be certain things that happen at that council meeting. I could certainly do that, but Philippe, I mean, I'm not officially a member of the council in that respect, so I can't really answer the questions about council made any observations or lessons and applying those or speaking for the council on providing preliminary feedback. So I'm just kind of, I mean, they're great questions and great discussion items, but Philippe, I'm just kind of turning to you to say, what do you want to do there? Thanks.
Philip, go ahead.
I was going to jump in, and thanks for raising that, Jeff. And it doesn't only apply to SUPRO. That's a good point. Maybe and maybe we should put that up front when we start the call. In terms of the expectations of ALAC on this, the same would apply with our discussions with GAC. There are a number, it's likely that some of those questions have not been addressed yet by council, and you may, and it's, I would stress may, you may hear views from councillors, maybe, but it's not unlikely that there hasn't been a council quote unquote position or answer to those questions as of yet. Whether that's on SUCPRO, as Jeff said, or on anything else for the next call, for example. So the best you can expect on some of those things is views from councillors as they see fit, if they want to share them. But on this particular one, it's early days, and I'm not sure there's going to be a lot to share. But yeah, I agree, Jeff. Thank you.
Right, thank you. This is Justine again. Yes, so these are the questions that the ALAC is interested in finding out the answer from council. I accept that council may not have an official position about many of these things yet, in a way, like you said, it's nascent early days. Then the question is whether council is, councillors here and Jeff here, are comfortable with the bullets or if they want to make certain changes for ALAC's consideration. Jeff, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks. So I think I'm hoping that the council will discuss mechanisms to address certain issues in parallel with the ODP that I hope would involve ALAC and GAC and other members of the community. So perhaps changing the bullet to something like how can we get started on addressing some of the known issues for the next round while the ODP is ongoing. I think that would be an interesting conversation. I hope there'll be some guidance from the council meeting just before it. So would anyone object to changing it in that way? And I see Philippe's got his hand raised, so I'll let him weigh in too. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. Philippe?
Thanks, Jeff. Yes, that change sounds good to me. I didn't raise my hand for that, but yes, that sounds good. On a slightly separate point, what we may share, given that the ALAC community may not be aware of that, is some of the questions, for example, that we shared just before and at the outset of the SUPRO ODP, just as questions, just to illustrate the sort of issues that might be raised at council by our liaison, Jeff. That's one point. And procedurally, we could also somewhat address that second question as to the process we use in terms of bringing issues to council. There's not a lot to say because it's quite straightforward, but we could say a word about that too.
Right. Okay. So if I can just very quickly run through each of the topics. With question one on asset, Sebastian, are you comfortable with the way the bullet is phrased? I think it's general enough for you to really work around that.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay. I have no issue with it.
Great. Excellent. Jeff, I think we can work around those points that you've put in chat. I'm happy to take a look at anything that you want to draft in terms of redraft in terms of the bullets. Paul and Mark, what about on DNS abuse mitigation? Mark, go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. We have just finished the first phase of our project, which is the messaging part. We really want to try to reach out to different members of the community and the representatives to get an accurate view of what the different positions are, because the way it is, it seems very scattered, and it seems that the voice that speaks the loudest is that of the contracted party house, which, you know, it's not in itself a bad thing, but at the same time, we do want to understand what different people are thinking and where we are, and we feel that that's the way forward with this project. So we are just about done with the assembly of this messaging part, and we will move forward with that and hopefully get a good feeling for it. So I feel that the bullet points, they are, you know, we can directly speak to this that we are doing, and it will be a good way to let the ALAC community know about this. And I would like also for Paul to speak on this matter as well, if you could, Paul.
Thanks, Mark. Yes, I agree with everything you said. These are good bullet points because they'll get a conversation going. The third is somewhat speculative because we're still really organizing ourselves. Staff is handing over the reins to Mark and to me as co-chairs of this. And so Mark and I are getting ourselves organized. You know, like I said, a few minutes on this topic will do it. And we'll have more for you guys the next time we talk. But I think that, you know, these are the right questions. Thanks.
Great. Thank you for that, Mark and Paul. So I guess we don't need to change anything for part three or item three. So moving on to priorities for 2022. Okay, this one is, you know, I'm at the behest of GNSO councillors, really. So, Philippe or Sebastian or Thompson, would you like to change any of these bullets?
Thanks, Justine. Not change for this one particular thing that, other than the priorities themselves for 2022, I'm sure we'd be happy to talk about that. We will. But conversely, we'd certainly be happy to talk about your priorities for this year. It'd certainly be very useful for the GNSO. As to the questions, I think we can cover them to some extent. There's one particular item on your priorities for 2022 that people may be interested in, and that we can have a conversation on during the call is volunteer engagement. It's something that comes up regularly during SOAD chair calls, and you have a quite a specific position within the community, and I think I for one would welcome some input on that. If you can, sharing how you make sure that you have sufficient engagement from people within your community, maintain a certain level of engagement. That I think that would be useful, and any ideas would be welcome. I appreciate that we have a somewhat different position, but that would be extremely helpful. As to your question, Justin, certainly happy to go through the questions as they're listed on the screen here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Philippe. Fine. I guess the question would be for Maureen. Can we find someone from the ALAC side to talk about ALAC priorities? Well, I see Cheryl's hand up, so either Maureen or Cheryl, please go ahead.
Happy to pass that over to Cheryl.
Thanks, I was going to. Thank you. Cheryl, in case you forget who I am and what I look like. Right. And I'm not talking about my usual hat wearing about prioritisation of all the recommendations. But it strikes me, Justine, that it might be useful to have very briefly, because this was the focus, Philippe, of one of the primary recommendations out of our last review process. So a lot of work has been done in this area. So I thought, Justine, it might be appropriate if both Roberto and Alan get a very brief block of time to look at what is now being implemented across our structures in terms of ensuring and monitoring engagement. And I'm happy to play in that space as well. Thanks.
Oh, that would be brilliant. Okay, so we can add something to that effect to the agenda, and we'll sort out the, you know, who on our side is going to speak on that. Okay, so I think we've sorted everything we need to sort out. Does anyone else have anything to add or anything to comment on? Anything that we've missed? I don't see any hands. So can I assume that all is good? Okay. If that is the case, then we can pretty much end this call. Okay. Well, thank you all for taking time to join us in this very short conversation. I wish all calls were this constructive and short and to the point. All righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin. That preparation.
Hi, everyone.
That's why we'll have it so short. Thank you, Justin. And hope you're all well.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.